This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Third and 14 at the 32. If I say Carolina goes across the 45, it's bad news. Back goes Newton, sets, rushed, hit. Down he goes at the 24-yard line. DeMarcus Lawrence with his first sack of the year. The Cowboys' second of the day. And now the Cowboys have an opportunity to tie the game.
You know, I can go start for the defense with the amount of pressure that they had to carry yesterday with that anemic, embarrassing offense. Star up to Daniel Ross, Christian McCaffrey on the five, and all of a sudden the Cowboys generate that turnover. Taco Charlton, I thought, flashed. I was encouraged by that. Randy Gregory was supposed to be the one getting all this hype. He left the game with a concussion, and I thought Chris Jones had a decent day. But when we're talking about Chris Jones for a star up, you know that things are bad. Plenty of star down, no doubt about that. Hit us up, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. The Randy Gregory, but we need to do the 4th and 10 discussion too. But let's get to the news on Randy Gregory. Adam Schefter tweeting out that Randy Gregory had a relapse in August, may face discipline from the NFL. So remember last week I was telling you I was doing some Randy Gregory homework and I found out some stuff? This was it. And the second layer to this that I find so surprising, and I had heard this too, but I was like, there's no way the league is actually doing it, so I didn't want to say anything or report it. Schefter did. The NFL is turning their head the other way to positive drug tests.
Yeah.
Adam is saying this. There have been examples this offseason of a player having a disputed test with the league emphasizing treatment and support rather than discipline. So they are allowing positive tests to come through and not drop the hammer on people for it.
Right. Now, for whatever reason.
For whatever reason. So the NFL seems to be moving towards softening their stance on marijuana or positive drug tests, but here's Randy Gregory maybe getting league discipline this week. Do we feel kind of stupid hyping him up so much and falling in love with the return story?
About done. You know, whatever you think of the marijuana policy in the NFL, and, you know, I don't care. It's still illegal.
Yep.
You know, even if you think that it's stupid that they have the policy, that's not the point. It's illegal.
Yep.
Don't be a dummy. And he is. I mean, if you can't stop it, everyone tells me it's not addicting. Oh, it's not an addictive drug. Okay, then why can't he stop? That's my question. Like, that's the follow-up. And you can't answer the follow-up. So the follow-up either is it is addictive or he's a moron. I got no room for either. So, I mean, just.
I agree with you.
See ya.
I agree with you.
I can find a Randy Gregory. I can find one. There's 3 in every draft. Maybe 5. You know, maybe 12. Who knows? So
How is the league deciding which tests to follow through on and which ones to dismiss? That's what I want to know that. If I'm another NFL owner and I've heard that Randy Gregory has gotten busted and there's other players who are getting away with this stuff, versus my guy getting suspended?
Yeah, if I was...
How do you police that?
Like, let's just say, for example, and I have no idea if this is true, but let's just say, like, you know, Randy Gregory's in a position where if he fails another test, I mean, he could be gone for a long time.
Yeah.
That they would hold off on those tests. The first offense tests, maybe you come down on those.
Yeah.
But the ones where you're going to be Josh Gordon and Randy Gregory that you say, okay, you know what, we get it.
Right.
Just go ahead. Maybe that's not the case. I don't know. I have no idea why they would have these weird sort of pick and choose. You know, you draw straws and see which test comes up first.
Do we need to apologize to a certain NFL reporter?
I think some people on the that talk about stuff a lot need to apologize to a certain reporter. We don't, because we didn't kill the report. We killed Jason Lockenfora for having meetings for 2 days.
Boy, right, and they killed
a bunch
of
crap.
And they killed every opportunity we had of having him on to get him to elaborate.
Right.
So, but we never killed the report. The report, you don't.
It was just too ominous. It was just.
It was very vague.
Very vague.
Very vague report.
Yeah.
Very vague. By the way, the Adam Schefter tweet that came out yesterday about Randy Gregory suffered relapse in August, blah, blah, blah. Antoine Woods subtweeted, "You crazy. We locked in. Let's get it at @RandyGregory_4. Randy Gregory responded straight like that with the lock symbol. Randy, no tackles, no sacks, no obvious signs that he was even in the game.
And no talking afterwards because he was in the concussion protocol. All right, let's get to some of the fans. 877-881-1053. Leo in Dallas, you're live with Sean and RJ on the home of the Cowboys. Go ahead, Leo.
Man, star down. The Jason Garrett's approach to his team and bubble wrapping everybody in preseason. I mean, that was a joke, man. Does Sean Lee know how to tackle now because he haven't practiced all season? And I want to know, is this Dak moving forward? Is this the quarterback we have? Is it Dak? Is it the play calling? What is it?
Mm. Good call, Leo. This is the good and the bad. If you give me the option of playing these guys still in the preseason, with Dak, yeah, I can have him out there a little bit more. I'm still not putting Sean Lee out there. Like, if you told me I'm getting this game from Sean Lee in week one or I'm putting Sean Lee out in the preseason, I'm still not playing him the preseason. If it's Dak, who is more sturdy right now, doesn't have health issues, and you want to throw him out there at Gallup, and you want to put the wide receivers out there for an entire half in week three, then okay, I get that.
I don't need to see defensive guys in the preseason. I don't think defense has anything to do with rust. Now, it may have to do with stamina and conditioning, but I don't think rust will play a factor on defense. There's no timing on it.
Well, I think Russ played a factor with Sean Lee. I mean, he doesn't. When's the last time he's tackled? When's the last time? He's not really tackling that much out there because he's in bubble wrap. Joseph in Dallas. Joseph, you're live with
Sean. He's also 32.
No, true. Joseph, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Not well.
No, it is not. I don't know exactly what Jerry Jones is thinking. Or if he's even thinking at all. But last I remember, a head coach supposed to have his team focused, determined, and intense. That offense was pathetic. Why would you even put that out there, knowing what can happen and what did happen? Your quarterback is supposed to command the offense. That did not happen. And your defense is supposed to at least show up.
Well, I think
that was vague.
You didn't think the defense showed up? They only allowed 16 points.
I mean, true, but there was times it seemed like there's just miscommunication. It's like the offense go out there and play defense. Defense go out there and play offense.
They had to go ahead and stop the bleeding with the cam runs, and they eventually did, but that was bad. That's my biggest fault for them. But otherwise, the defense was solid. Look how much they were out there.
They were out there a lot. Now, it was 16 points, but they allowed. It should have been 23. I mean, they did get the fumble. So it could have been more. So it could have been it could have been even worse. Think about that, this game. Could have been even worse. This Carolina offense isn't electric.
No.
It's a, the Cowboys are basically, yesterday they were poor man's Carolina. That's how the offense was.
What about the 4th and 10? Troy Aikman was, I love that Aikman is tight with Garrett and he still brings the truth. Aikman was stunned that they decided to go for it. So in case you missed it, here's the game situation. It was 4th and 10 on the Carolina 48. 2:18 left, okay? So basically 4 chances to stop the clock. You got the 2-minute warning, and the Cowboys had 3 timeouts. So 2:18 left, 3 timeouts, 4th and 10, Carolina 48, down 8. Now, they eventually got the ball back with 2 minutes left, but they could have punted. You got Chris Jones, who is a fantastic punter. You pin them deep. Mm-hmm. You know what they're probably going to do. They're going to run it. They're going to be conservative, which they were, even while getting the ball back near midfield. And then hopefully you get the ball back in midfield with 1st and 10 instead of 4th and 10. Now you're not going to have your timeouts. You're going to have to burn a lot of them with the use of that 2-minute warning. I'm not going to destroy them for it, but in the moment, I'm like, go ahead and punt the football. Your defense is playing well. They're going to be conservative. We see this all the time in football that you're going to probably get the ball back because someone's not going to be this daring coach and do something crazy to try to get a conversion, you know, deep in their own territory.
Right.
So I was against it. I wasn't going crazy.
I was against it, too. Look, I love going for it on fourth down. I think teams don't do it enough. I love the Falcons going for it at fourth and one. I would go for it on fourth and one just about any time of the day.
Okay.
But fourth and 10, when you had four stoppages of the clock coming up, where you could have pinned that.
My biggest problem with it, real quick, Chop, if I don't get it there and they get 15 yards, it's a two-score game after a field goal.
But it's over anyway. If they get one first down, it's done because you're using all your timeouts and they get one first down. They're kneeling out the clock.
True.
They're not taking a field goal. They're not making it two possessions. This is why, in my opinion, it was the right call. And I know a lot of people are like splitting hairs with Jason Garrett. You want to get mad at him about other things he did throughout the game. That's fine. But in this case, there's two things in play here. Number one, he zigged when we would have all expected Jason Garrett to zag.
True. That doesn't mean anything.
We would have all expected the conservative approach to be punted away, play defense, and maybe get the ball back.
So what? I don't care about being surprised by Jason gambling. I care about making the smart decision.
No. But what it comes down to ultimately is you're trading a punt for an attempt at another set of downs. I'll take the attempt at another set of downs knowing that whether I pin the Panthers back on their own 10-yard line or they have the ball at the 50, they're running the same three plays.
Okay.
They're running the ball three times. They're going to force me to take my timeouts, and then I'm going to go. But what you're not considering, two things. Number one, you punt it from the 50. Let's say you don't trap them. It hits the 5, and it bounces into the end zone. They get the ball at the 25. Even if they get 0 yards from there, they're punting the ball back to you. Chances are you're starting around your own 25. What happened? The Cowboys started at their own 25 because the Panthers kicked it into the end zone, even from the 50-yard line.
It was their own 20. They started their own 20.
You still had 2 minutes to go. We all know that basically if you have 2 minutes with no timeouts, that's more than enough time to run your entire playbook outside of a few draw plays or runs. I just thought...
Let me simplify it.
You get it at the 20, Roy,
the
25.
The simplification,
you're not going to pump from the 20 to 20. What was your confidence level on them picking up the 4th and 10?
It wasn't great, but again, I'll take my chance to get the other down because the other side of the ball is you potentially don't get the ball back. They pick up a first down,
true,
and you don't get another shot.
But the point you're missing is it's a 30-yard flip.
But it's not.
It is.
No, it's not. I disagree that it's a 30-yard
flip.
How
is it not? You're at the 50.
You're assuming you're getting the ball back at the 50. If you punt it into the Panthers' end zone, whatever benefit you've given yourself has been completely negated.
No, it hasn't.
They get the ball at the 20, they will punt it 55 yards, and you'll get the ball at the 25 on the other side.
Okay, what punter averages 55 yards? It's 44. That's what it is. You're getting the ball.
Let's just say they punt from their own 25. Let's compromise.
Right, so
let's,
the ball's
let's say
at
they
25.
Pick up 7 yards.
Yeah.
Right, so you're getting it from
the 30.
No.
Touchbacks with the 20, Roy. Only on the kickoff
for
the 25.
No. He said if you kick it from the 40 and from their own 25.
Let's just say that you're going to get it from the 20. Let's just say worst case that Chris Jones screws up the punt.
Yep.
You get it from the 20. They pick up 7 yards.
Yeah. So now they're punting from like the 15 because you.
Let's just have a law of and a law of averages discussion.
So
you punt it from your own 27 or 28.
Well, that's where the ball's spotted, but the punter's 15 yards back.
True.
So you're getting, let's just say 25. You're getting 40 yards. You're still at your own 30, 35.
Yeah.
I'll take that over the 20.
You're talking about the difference of two first downs. Again, with two minutes
to
go.
With this team, they don't pick up first downs.
2 minutes to go and knowing you've got to pass it to score. Well, Chop, if they don't pick up first downs, then it doesn't matter if you get the ball at the 50 or your own 10.
Well, it does.
They weren't going to win the game.
I mean,
we could both agree that they probably weren't winning the game if they got the ball back because they can't move again. They couldn't move the offense.
But they did move the offense in the second half.
One time.
Twice. The missed field goal and then that one. They moved the ball two times.
The missed field goal, they got to the
35. Will you stop interrupting me while I'm interrupting you, please?
Bingo.
It was funny, right? Come on. you move the ball.
I just got that.
It's easier to move the ball from the 50 than the 20. It just is. You have to get 30 fewer yards.
Not against a prevent defense. They would play the same defense against you from the 20
better,
with 2 minutes to go.
Even better, it's a prevent defense. Prevent defense would be great for this offense. The point is, I'd much rather move the ball from the 50 than the 20. You put yourself in a better position to win. I'm not going to split hairs over it because, you know, I didn't like the call. I appreciated the aggressiveness. I think we probably overreact to it. But at the end of the day, you've got to put yourself in a position to win the football game. And they didn't because they gave themselves the ball back at their own 20. They cost themselves 30 yards in that one play.
No, it's a good discussion. I get all Roy's factors, and you got to count on a bunch of different stuff. That's why you can have a good debate over it.
And I think Jason has to treat that, though, as if potentially he's not getting the ball back. Because if he doesn't get the ball back, he's answering that question in the post. Why didn't you go for it?
Yeah.
You gave yourself no chance.
Yeah.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.